Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, Poeta, P-O-E-T-A. Carolyn Poeta is a 78-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on two occasions. Paired first on 3-7-22, she fell. Paired, she believes she injured her right knee as well as had numbness in her legs. Paired, further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a pinched spinal cord. Paired, she underwent T10-11 discectomy and decompression on 11-21-22. Paired, she completed her course of active treatment on 5-9-23. Paired, the second event was on 4-28-22 when she fell in a driveway and fractured her left wrist. Paired, she has completed her course of treatment for that incident as well. Paired, new paragraph, per the record supplied, Ms. Poeta was seen at the Spirit Emergency Room on 3-7-22, complaining of left knee pain. Paired x-rays of the knee showed moderate arterial osteoarthritis in all three compartments, worse medially, semicolon moderate-sized joint effusion above the left patella. Paired, actually, instead of arterial, it should say narrowing. She was diagnosed with a left knee contusion and initiated on conservative care. Paired, she followed up on... She was seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin on 4-4-22. Paired, she had been attending therapy three times per week. Paired, she stated her right knee is worse and has numbness and tingling in it. Paired, she has the pain since her fall, stating she fell on both knees. Paired, she had a history of right knee replacement. Paired, he found an effusion about the left knee and well-healed anterior knee replacement incision on the right. Paired, he then performed a corticosteroid injection to the left knee after it was aspirated. Paired, relative to the right knee, she stated she never had any pain and continues to have no pain in her right leg. Paired, she was told the original treating physician for occupational medicine that she had numbness in her right leg. Paired, she further states in physical therapy, she experiences a staggering in the right lower extremity, although using a cane. Paired, she denies having any pre-existing low back or sciatic issues or any lower back complaints that day. Paired, she continues to deny right knee pain. Paired, she had numbness in the lateral calf and swelling in the right foot. Paired exam did not demonstrate any motor weakness, and there were no focal neurologic deficits. Paired, he recommended x-rays of the right knee. Paired, causality of the right knee injury to her right leg complaint is low, but requires further studies to confirm. Paired, she then had right knee x-rays on 4-11-22. Paired, they showed total knee arthroplasty with orthopedic hardware and alignment was unremarkable. Paired, there were atherosclerotic calcifications involving the posterior soft tissues. Paired, there was a 9mm chronic ossification involving the lateral subcutaneous soft tissues adjacent to the distal femoral diaphysis. Paired, Dr. McAlpin reviewed these results with her on 4-18-22. Paired, relative to the right knee, she was at maximum medical improvement. Paired, he did continue to treat the left knee. Paired, on 6-13-22, she had a need for treatment evaluation with pain specialist Dr. Smith. Paired, this was to assess her right leg paresthesias. Paired, She reports the paresthesias start at the knee and travel into the tops and bottoms of both feet. Period. She was also complaining of significant amount of weakness and is ambulating with a single point cane. Period. She has instability of gait and had a fall 2 months after her injury, resulting in a wrist fracture. Period. Upon exam, range of motion of the lumbar spine was full in all planes. Period. She had negative straight leg raising and negative facet provocation. Period. She had some decreased sensation to pinprick bilaterally in the L4 and L5 dermatomes. Period. Her diagnosis was lumbar pain and bilateral leg paresthesias. Period. Dr. Smith ordered an MRI as well as electrodiagnostic testing. Period. She returned to Dr. Smith on 7/5/22 when she reviewed these results. That will be inserted here as marked. Period. She recommended an MRI of the thoracic spine. Period. She had bilateral leg weakness and paresthesias, likely secondary to cord compression with chronic T12 end plate fracture. The chronicity of this injury, however, is likely due to the fact that MRI of the lumbar spine was obtained in June and her injury was in March. Period. She would remain out at work pending the thoracic MRI. Period. New paragraph on 5/3/22. She was seen by nurse practitioner Kosich, K-O-S-I-C-H. For a closed intra-articular fracture of the distal end of the left radius. Period. She related walking out of her garage and fell and injured her left wrist. Period. She was seen at Christiana Emergency Room where she was placed in a splint and x-rays were performed. Period. Ms. Kosich had her continue with immobilization and recommended surgical consultation. Period. On 5/26/22, she followed up with Dr. Bash, B-A-S-H, postoperatively. Period. He performed open reduction internal fixation of left distal radius on 5/12/22. Period. She was going to have follow-up x-rays and a DEXA scan, period. She saw Dr. Bash through 7/28/22, period. X-rays of the left wrist on 6/23/22 showed satisfactory alignment of the hardware and distal radius fracture with progressive healing, period. They discussed the DEXA scan done on 5/31/22. Period. She was to follow up with her primary care physician for osteoporosis evaluation. Period. Additional physical therapy was ordered, period. On 5/10/22, she was evaluated by Dr. Cataldo. Period. He recommended additional treatment and diagnostic studies. Period. On 5/12/22, Dr. Bash indeed performed open reduction internal fixation of the left distal radius. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was displaced intraarticular fracture of the left distal radius. Period. Postoperative x-rays were done on 5/26/22. And were satisfactory. Period. A DEXA scan was done on 5/31/22 and demonstrated osteoporosis. Period. Repeat left x-rays, left wrist x-rays were done on 6/23/22 to be inserted. Period. She did undergo EMG on 6/28/22 by Dr. Mariani to be inserted, period. She did undergo lumbar MRI on 6/28/22 at the referral of Dr. Smith. Period. Insert those impressions here also. Period. On 8/11/22, she was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner. Period. In addition to the right knee replacement in 2014 and left wrist surgery in 2022, she also had a history of right knee replacement in 2014 and both hips repaired in 2019 and 2020. Here he reviewed her treatment to date and offered a diagnosis of neck pain, lower back pain, T12 old slash chronic compression fracture, L3-4 and L4-5 moderate to severe spinal stenosis, T6-7 herniated nucleus pulposus causing mild stenosis, T7-8 left-sided herniated nucleus pulposus causing mild stenosis, T10-T11 broad herniated nucleus pulposus causing severe spinal stenosis with evidence of myelomalacia within the spinal cord at that level. He recommended decompression surgery at T10-11. But he also recommended a second spinal surgical opinion. Period. Dr. Kirshner performed surgery on 11/21/22 to be inserted. Period. She had somatosensory evoked potentials assessed throughout her surgery. But she continued to see Dr. Kirshner through 5/9/23 when he deemed she was at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she was hard of hearing. Appeared she wore a bright, sparkly colored cane that did appear somewhat worn. Appeared extremities upper normal, hands, wrists, elbows normal. Extremities lower inspection revealed healed surgical scarring about the right knee consistent with arthroplasty. Appeared there was swelling of the left knee and atrophy of the right thigh. Period. Motion of both knees was full with crepitus, but no tenderness, period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. Deep tendon reflexes were 3+, at the patella bilaterally and 2+ at the Achilles, period. She had non-localizing stocking glove distribution pinprick decrease, period. Manual muscle testing was 5/5 bilaterally, but with right quadriceps strength, she complained of weakness. Period, spine cervical normal, thoracic. Inspection revealed an increased kyphotic curve. Period, there was a low midline 2-inch longitudinal scar consistent with her surgery. Period, the rest of that is normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a limp on the right, using a cane on her right hand. Period, she changed position slowly and was able to squat to 70 degrees with support. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Caroline Poeta was injured at work on two occasions. Period. The first incident was on 3/7/22 when she fell. Period, she also alleged she fell on 4/28/22, injuring her left wrist in particular. Documentation shows this fall occurred outside of her own home. Ms. Poeta had extensive diagnostic testing and treatment. This included surgery on the left wrist to be inserted here. She also had surgery on the back by Dr. Kirshner to be inserted here. Her diagnostic study showed the presence of pre-existing abnormalities, including osteoporosis. where these placed her at increased risk for fractures. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be full range of motion of the upper extremities. Period provocative maneuvers at the wrist were negative. Period she had crepitus at both knees, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period she had hyperreflexia at the patella bilaterally and non-localizing global diminished pinch sensation in the lower extremities. Period she had an increased thoracic tephalic curve and associated midline scar. Period this corresponds with her known osteoporosis. Period she ambulated with a limp on the right using a cane in her right hand. Period new paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the back. Period. At the cervical spine, there is 0% permanency. Period. I find no permanency at either arm or leg. Period. Her pre-existing right total knee arthroplasty remained stable after this event. Period. Her left knee sustained a contusion with effusion that responded favorably to conservative care. Period. There is 0% permanency relative to the lower extremities. Period. Her second fall seems to have occurred while at home, comma, off premises from her employer. Period. End.